So I'm just going to very quickly run through what we're actually currently doing in the network and say that we're very open to ideas, and part of the one of the feedback forms on your desk is to, new ideas of what could be done within the network. And also I just wanted to reiterate what Leslie said of thanking you very much for coming today. I know everyone has lots of time constraints on them, and we greatly appreciate you coming to this event. So the Terrestrial Biodiversity Network have a few core activities that they do. They fall in categories of communication, and under that we have a notice board. We have must read and grey literature sections, which I'll once again ask if you have anything, any reports or anything that you think would benefit people under those categories, that we love to have them sent to us. We do research support, and we have a number of different events that we undertake. So as Leslie said, we have, this is the latest, we're about to do it for our next report, but we've got near 1,100 people. Interestingly enough, when we started, it was mainly researchers, because of course that was the group that we understand and know what they want and need and who we knew best. But as we've undertaken these roadshows and everything, we now actually have a larger number of stakeholders, and we continue to expand. This isn't an exclusive network at all. If you wish to join, I'll send out an email in the next day or so showing how you can join if you wish to, and whether you get benefits from it or not. Our main form of communication is our website. It has most of our activities and information summaries on that website. We don't currently have many of the outputs yet for our workshop, simply because we're waiting for a lot of papers to go to peer review, and of course we can't actually release those papers until they've come out. And if you wish to go and have a look at a rough outline of what the network does, then that's a good place to start. Within that website we have a notice board. In this notice board there's student and scholarship funding and job opportunities. We list all of our events, but also the idea there is that you can go in, and if you have research which you would like to link to another as a stakeholder, if you have a research idea or topic that you would like to be put out there and try and link with a researcher, then this would be the area you can do. If you're technologically challenged like myself, you can also email us and we can do that for you. So the idea behind the notice board is to link to stakeholders' needs with researchers. It doesn't have to be associated with funding. It can just be here's a research question that would be really great to have done. We do advertise student projects, jobs and events. As I said, we have a must reads and a grey literature. The literature out there for climate change is very, very vast. And what we try to do here is actually put a select group of recommended reading that have been quite well referenced in the literature for reading, not every single thing that's ever been printed. And we're currently working on a 100 best reads section. We also have all the biodiversity strategies and things for each state and territory, as well as there's just been a new fire report come out as well, and just different reports linking with climate change that are of interest. We started out saying that we would do a database and a GIS information a kind of collection centre, and then realised on taking on this there's many, many more bigger and better and well-funded groups trying to do this within Australia, of which ARCS, Atlas of Living Australia, and ANZ is currently doing, and that can either be metadata or raw data or simply telling people that this is where you're currently sampling. And instead of now trying to compile this data, we have a GIS database person that can either help you find these things if you're looking for them, or actually help you link in their data. But also we have a lot of GIS resources there showing you what layers and things and updating them that are currently available. We do a newsletter, an e-bulletin, which we send out electronically. There is a sample of one at the front, as well as all the information sheets, if you want to take one. We're always looking for articles, and particularly Joanne, who writes this for us, has told me, I have to say, if anyone, particularly in government or local stakeholders, are interested in putting an article in this, then we'd love to hear from you as well. We do information sheets. These are meant to be just a general public information sheet on different areas, particularly areas that some people consider to be controversial or not, but to get the idea out of what some of the adaptation options will be for terrestrial biodiversity. We've already released four, those are four over there, or you can download them on the website. We have another three coming out this year. For the NARP funding, which is now actually, the process is finished and the projects have been decided, although we don't know what those projects currently are at the moment. We did actually do a database of researchers who were interested in different areas of research that were outlined within the NARP. And that resource is also sitting on the website that you can go and look at researchers that have an interest in those areas as well. Of course, we do the roadshow event. This is the last one after eight. They've been very interesting and quite a good event. We've had over 420 participants across all sectors. Like I said, it's not exclusive. We've had everyone from the Naturalist Society in WA to federal government level. And over the next 5 months, that's my next job, is to compile all the information and looking at what are the concerns and priorities and challenges at a state level as opposed to a national level, which is done in the NARP. One of our key areas also is to look at capacity building, and we do this in two different ways. We have a funding of honours and masters projects. We've just finished a round, there'll be another round in July. And each year we've funded different numbers. I think we've just funded one student. Oh no, I think those are PhD ones that we've funded a couple of students at UTAS. All the summary reports, each student has to put a 1 to 2 page report together at the end of their project, and those are all available and downloadable on the website as well. We also do PhD collaborative grants, and the idea is that PhD students go and work in another lab, whether it be nationally or internationally, to learn new skills to bring back to their institute. And once again, we've funded a number of students over the last few years, and those reports are also available on the website. Each year we have international speakers as well. And this year we hope to have Donald Sutherland come and talk, but I've just remembered too that Kerry and Bill Louise Sutherland. Have all...
Bill Sutherland,
sorry. I always get it wrong. If only. And I. But Kerry and Louise do have someone coming up for the ESA that he's also giving public talk, isn't he?
Yeah, Nicholas McGregor from Nature England.
But anyway, we'll be sending that advert out as the time gets closer, so that won't be until November this year. As Leslie said before, we've run a number of workshops. The idea of these workshops is that they're a week-long event in which we get a maximum of 20 people to really sit down and nut out what are options, adaptation options for terrestrial biodiversity in very specific areas. So we've had one on conservation planning, we've had one on genetic translocation, and we've had one on managed relocation or translocation. There's many, many names that people like to call it. All run by different people, and this year we're about to run one on riparian vegetation and what are the adaptation options for both freshwater and terrestrial biodiversity to maximise that. And then we're going to start running, that's also with the Freshwater Network, we're running a very large one with the Marine Network, which is also based here in Tasmania, the Freshwater and the Settlements and Infrastructure Networks, which will happen in November. And then one that we haven't started planning but will happen was fire and terrestrial biodiversity, hopefully run with the Emergency Management Network, and David Bowman and Dick Williams will run that mid next year. And we have two new activities that we're about to undertake this year. One will be a terrestrial biodiversity report card. Many of you will know the Marine report card that was done, I think, about 2 years ago now. We're about to start planning for that one in July, which we estimate will probably take about a year to do, hopefully shorter. And that's because one of the many recommendations out of these roadshows, which we started September last year, was that they would like a terrestrial biodiversity equivalent. And then the other recommendation, which we're taking up this year, is to have adaptation case studies. So particularly government agencies have asked us if we could please give very specific examples of where adaptation case studies have done and what are their very specific management options. And so we're just starting the process of those. We're undertaking three at the moment. And, yeah, that's the main activities.